Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. Welcome to the hottest Block Talk radio show. It's the Barbershop. I hope everyone's having a blessed day. Hope everyone's staying cool because it is hot out that door again today. Welcome. I just don't know. Before I got up here, I got excited. Today, we're going back into something that we had already done before. Talking about relationships. We just got through doing a little series about what the church don't talk about. And we know it's a lot of things that the church don't talk about, but the Holy Spirit laid on my heart to go back to draw the people back in, which is relationship. We have to have a relationship with Christ. That should be our foremost and first relationship that we have is with Him. So with that being said, we're going to go into prayer. Then after we do prayer, we're going to get the show started. Heavenly Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for the activities, Arlene. We thank you for being who you are. God, without your grace and mercy, where would we be? God, if we had 10,000 tongues, God, it still wouldn't be enough tongues to tell you thank you. God, we're asking you to watch over the loved ones right now. Someone's being pronounced dead at this moment. God, send your angels of healing and protection and comfort. God, you know we have people out there in this hot heat with nowhere to turn to, no food to eat, God. We want you to send one of your servants, your angels, to help them out, God. We just want you to touch somebody's heart and look out for them because we could be one footstep from the poorhouse or in our grave. But God, we're just asking you, Almighty, do what you do best. Holy Spirit, as I decrease, Holy Spirit, you increase and have your way. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. Again, welcome to the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show. Like I said, I'm excited about what the Holy Spirit is getting ready to do. Because like I said before we went into prayer, Like I said, I'm excited. Before we do anything, let's read Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Again, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. 5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. That scripture right there, my pastor has been talking about, and it has been on my heart. The Holy Spirit put it on my heart. This is what we use for the barbershop. This is what we use. And we want everybody to get a better understanding of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. At your leisure time, you know, just go back and read it. And ask the Holy Spirit to give you a better understanding of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. To the ones who this is your first time coming, thank you. If anyone have a question or comment or want to just say, hey, how you doing, press 1, and I will call out your last 4 numbers. Like I said, y'all just don't know. I just got so excited and jacked up just having a conversation with a real dear friend of mine. And it's just amazing when you're going through, God can place people into your life for a reason. Sometimes we have to understand, is it for a reason or a season? And this person, I think very highly of. You know, we talk about anything and everything, and I think when you have friendship or companionship or things like that, a relationship, what we're talking about today, you're supposed to cherish those moments, because not everyone has true friendship or true relationship. And this is what the Holy Spirit led on my heart, because, again, we talked about everything about what the church don't talk about. And now it's time for us, you know, Holy Spirit said, let's get back to where we were before we did this. We was talking about relationships. Because I think in order to have a relationship with anybody, opposite, family, co-worker, neighbor, we have to have that strong relationship with Christ first, with Jesus. That should be our main ultimate relationship, because he will guide us to how to have a relationship with everything else. And a definite relationship, it would be family, friends, friendship, an emotional or an intellectual or perhaps sexual connection between two people where it functions to help meet the relational needs of that of the other. And what we're going to talk about, you know, just like you said, what is a relationship? What types of relationship? A relationship with Jesus. So again, first and foremost, we have to have that strong relationship with him. You know, it's like I know a lot of female friends that I have, and they talk about they looking for a good man. But it says Proverbs 18:22. In so many words, go back and read it for yourself and really pay attention to it. A woman is not supposed to look for her mate. She's not supposed to look. She's supposed to prepare herself to be found, like Ruth. And it relates, I'll read this scripture for you, Ruth 1:16. But Ruth answered, don't force me to leave you. Don't make me turn back from following you. Wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. That's Ruth 1:16. I guess this Pastor Jay. Let me say 4191, 4191. Yeah, it's got to be him. Hello?
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Everybody, what I usually do is introduce my co-host, you know, to the ones who, you know, having been here for the first, this is your first time coming. My co-host is my pastor, my best friend, a co-worker, but most of all, is my brother. You know, we've been best friends for 30-plus years, but we look at each other as brothers, you know, because we've been around since we was young boys in the projects. And this guy is a true man of God. He's led by the Holy Spirit. He's going to tell you the truth. He's not going to bite his tongue. He's not going to sugarcoat it. But he does all of that out of love, because he wants you to do right. But we know everybody's not going to do right. But he tell you what the Holy Spirit said. And once he do that, at the end of the day, it's your decision what you do. But he don't want the blood on his hands. He cares for people. He will love you. But he won't love the mess that you're in. Believe me, I know. I get it every day. Every single day, man. And that's why I truly appreciate him. You know, for the relationship that we have. And his name is Pastor Jay. Pastor Jay, you have anything to say right quick?
Well, I just want to say hello to everybody. Hope everybody having a blessed Sunday.
Cool. Well, the day when I was, Pastor Jay, when I was laying around, you know, I was trying to figure out what we were going to talk about today. And I got on the computer and looked at the numbers. And that's when the Holy Spirit said, well, we need to go back to where we were before. You know, we was talking about what the church don't talk about. Even he, you know, said something to me about what we did in Bible study Thursday night, togetherness. And this just, all this just blends in back together, because we know if the thing that goes on in the church, we need to have a relationship with Christ, with each other, and we have to be strong like a chain, a link chain. And that's when that togetherness comes through. Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. So we're going back to what, you know, we were talking about before, relationship. You know, I said we're going to be talking about what is a relationship, what types of relationship, and a relationship with Jesus. You know, we're going to get back deep into that, because, you know, before we did what the church don't talk about, that was being hit and everybody was enjoying. They enjoyed what we just talked about with the Holy Spirit to go back to talk about relationship. Because in order for us to, you know, do his will, we have to have that tight relationship. Even with the church, has to have that strong foundation. If you got a good pastor, we have to have that strong relationship when we can lean on. Just like me and Pastor Jay were talking the other day, about how people don't want to honor their leaders, support their leaders. You know, I always talk about what they ain't going to do. I don't want to give my money because I don't know what they're doing. But when you got somebody that's praying for you, praying for your soul, being there for your family, you know, call and check up on you when you don't come to church, or just call you or invite you over, you know, you're supposed to honor them. You know, because they're the one that's going before God on your behalf and praying that everything be good with you. So why not honor them? And I do that all the time. Before we even started, so I acknowledge him and I appreciate him. We even tell each other at the end of our work day, we appreciate each other. This is where the relationship comes in. We have a relationship that our relationship is so strong, it's not a friendship anymore. It's like we brothers, we family. You know, and that's what we have to have. We also have to have that relationship with Jesus. But once we have that relationship with him, all the other relationships that we get in with coworkers, neighbors, your wife, your girlfriend, your children, family member, friends, even folks you don't know, one day you're going to meet somebody you're going to have a relationship with and getting to know them. They might come to you. The Holy Spirit might lead you to go talk to somebody, pray with them, you know, encourage them. So no matter what, we have to have a relationship. No matter what, we have to have a relationship. But the number one relationship we should have is with Christ, him and foremost. You know, that's the ultimate relationship. Because once you have the ultimate relationship with him, and let the whole, like Pastor Day tell me, I have to let the Holy Spirit teach us. Let the Holy Spirit teach us and guide us. That way we know how to have a relationship. You know, we have that relationship teaches us how to communicate, you know, show love, appreciate. You know, all these relationships have to be on a strong foundation with which Christ should be the strong foundation. So once again, you have a relationship with him, you can have a relationship with anybody. You know, he put people in your life, he takes people away. We all know that's going to be people come, going to be people go. There's going to be some that's going to stay for you to help them and for them to help you. But when their time and their sign up, they go. But then you're going to have some that's going to come at you, and that man, now all they want, but they don't want to give. So, you know, just like in business, you have to put yourself around people who have the same business mind, want their business to grow. That's just like in a relationship with Christ. You want to have be around people where they going the same way you go. They want more of Christ. They want more of Jesus. They, you know, they pray, they help, they serve. We want to be around it too, but we also know there's going to be some folks that are out there that's lost. And they looking for realness. They looking for truth. They tired of the sugarcoat, watered down, tickling my ear, and I'm digging in my pocket, and I'm giving you my tag, and all of them, when I turn around, I come out the same way I went in. And that's what we do here at the barbershop. You know, we don't sugarcoat now. We don't bite our tongue. If we step on your toe, just say out, or do like the Baptist do when you got to go to the bathroom, stick that thing up, the usher will see you and let her escort you to the bathroom. But it is what it is. We have to get back to the relationship with Christ. We have to. Because we don't know when he's coming back, and we want to be prepared when he comes back. You don't want us to be here when he comes. And he go back up, and you stuck down here in more mess than what, no, you don't want that. So we encourage you guys to build your relationship with Christ. Build it. Make it strong. Learn more of him. Get to know him. Not just know of him, but get to know him. So once you get to know him, just like Pastor J told me that he'll bless your socks off with your shoes on. Now that's a blessing. If I got my shoes on, he's going to bless my socks all and I still got, man, that's a blessing. But we encourage you guys to have a relationship with him. Hold on to his hand. We have to have that relationship with him. That's like building a house. You got to build that slab of concrete. You got to have that. You got to, because you ain't going to build your house on no dirt. There's plenty of dirt. Storm comes, you can fit just like the three little pigs. One built a house out of hay, one built a house out of straw, and the last one so small he built his house out of bricks. But the first two had to come stay with him because they won't listen. We know a strong wind blow anything down. We know how tornadoes and hurricanes are. They'll blow a brick house over there, tear it all to you. But again, I'm saying build your relationship with Christ. That's the first and foremost. You can't go wrong with being on Team Jesus. You can't. You're going to have your good days and bad days. But you know what? It won't be easy, but you know what? It sure is worth it. Like Pastor Jay always say, you know, trouble don't last all day. The trouble is, you know, joy going to come in the morning. And it will, but you have to have that relationship. You have to build it. First of all, deny yourself. Repent. Let them come into your heart. I keep right on talking. Pastor Jenkins, you got anything to say about what I was talking about? Bless you.
You're doing a good job. Let's see, man, listening.
Well, if anyone have anything to say, press 1. If anyone on Facebook who want to call in or make a statement, have anything, we're talking about relationships. The number is 657-383-1505, 657-383-1505. If you're already on the line, just press 1. Whatever's led on, from your heart, let it come out your mouth and say it. But I'm excited because we're going back to what we was talking about. It's relationship. Relationship. People take relationship for granted. We even take relationship with Christ. Some of us take our relationship with Christ for granted. You got people overseas who, you know, if they get caught praising and worshiping him, they get killed. But we have, over here, we have opportunity to praise and worship openly. We don't have to do it secretly. You know, have a relationship with him. I'm telling you, it's the best relationship you could ever have. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will always be there. When everybody else turns their back on you and run, Jesus will always be there, waiting, with his arms open like he's doing now. Because if somebody on Facebook, somebody is calling in right now, is looking for him. Even the ones who know him, have that personal relationship, we want more of him. So his arms is open. His arms is open. He just wants you to come in and hold him. Hold him real tight. Hold him like you holding on to a teddy bear. Or like when your kid come home from school and you so happy to see him after their first day of school, you just hold on to him. That's how he wants you to hold on to him. That's how he's going to hold on to you. But again, I encourage you to have that relationship with him. So, again, we're going back in deep. We're going back in deep. This is going to be something exciting. And to the ones who just listening, if you on Messenger, inbox me because we have Bible study during the week. As I said, last Thursday, we talked about togetherness. And that's what we need in the church. And that's where the relationship comes in. We have to be together. We have to link arms like a chain on a bicycle or a chain that pulls something. It's got to be strong. You can't let nobody break it. So that's the same way when you have a church or you're in a church, you want to be where it's strong, that you can lean on somebody else when you're going through. Because when you're in a church, you're supposed to help each other out. There ain't supposed to be no cliques and no skills and all that stuff in the church. Church's supposed to be a big family where we look out for one another, look out for the ones who are lost. We ain't supposed to turn our nose up to them. You know, we all done fell short, all came short. We all have done some stuff. Some of them might not have been caught, but God had seen it. So why turn your nose up when you see somebody that's less fortunate? We shouldn't be like that. This from the relationship. This, just like I said, that togetherness comes together. That love and that compassion, right along with the foundation, the church can get back where they're supposed to be. You know, just like we were talking about what the church don't talk about. We got churches in here, just they playing church. And it's getting to the point now, people are tired of the, you tickling my ear and I'm giving my money and nothing happened. You know, when you pray, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to the right place where you can get fed, where you can grow. You can use your gifts and talents. So we can get back out there in the street and help the homeless, to help the one that's less fortunate, to help the one that's on the street on drugs. Love on them. Appreciate them. You know, you got folks in churches now that don't want to do that. But you always want the blessings, but you don't want to go through. You don't want to go and help nobody. But before you got saved, you were doing your dirt and your mess. I'm just going to keep it real. We all done it. Some of us still doing it. But that don't make us no better than somebody that's less fortunate. Because like I said, we all one step from a grave, all one step from the poorhouse. But we have to build that relationship with Christ. We have to. That should be your foundation on any relationship, even in your marriage, even your relationship with your kids, with your parents. You know, we have to have that relationship with him. That's the first and foremost. You gotta go to him. You gotta seek his face. You have to. You know, because I tell anybody, I know I have a strong personal relationship with him. And some of the stuff I done is still here. It ain't because of me. It's because of his grace and his mercy. All of us still here because of grace and mercy and the blood of Jesus. But we take it for granted. Stop it. Stop taking it for granted. Stop taking relationship, period, for granted. Even with your family. You know, me and Pastor Jay, we were talking about the other day how they don't have family reunions like they used to, or just out of the ordinary, just have a cookout for the weekend. Only time we can get together when somebody, you know, we got to bury our loved one or something tragic. You know, that's when we want to come together. But why we can't come together when we happy, when we excited. You know, back in the day when we graduated from high school, everybody in college, everybody come from out of town. But, you know, we're going to have a good time for the whole weekend. Fish fry, good food, music, laugh, have fun all night long. Like I said, but nowadays, you rarely hear somebody having a family reunion or getting together just because. You know, that's relationship. You know, you have to spend a little time with Christ. That's all you have to do, spend a little time with. Spend some time where you will see how amazing he is. Even on your way to work, turn your radio off. Just talk to him. Talk to him just like we talking now. You know, talk to him like you have a conversation with your girlfriend or with your boy or your kids or your wife. That's the kind of relationship. You can talk to him just like that. Talk to him in the closet. Talk to him in the bathroom. Talk to him while you're in the grocery store going down the aisle doing the groceries. That's the best relationship we could ever have. He will not leave her. Like you said, trust no man. Christ will always be there. He will always be there. He will always be there, no matter what the situation. He's going to show you that love and that compassion. He did it when he was here. He did it when he was on the cross. All the stuff he went through for us. So why we can't witness or tell our testimony to other people? Because we don't know what someone's going through. Somebody could be having a bad day right now. And because you said, hey, that lifted them up. They said, oh, how you doing? Well, you know, they're going to tell again, oh, how you doing? And they tell you. You never know. Because what they're going through, you probably don't went through it. You can help them out. Or you know somebody. Or you can pray with them. Give them some encouraging words. Let them know everything is going to be all right. That's what makes a relationship, the same relationship with Christ. Got to have that relationship with him. Got to. Don't know of him. Know him for yourself. Like I said, y'all just don't know. Like again, I've been through some stuff in my life, and I know good and well I don't know about Jesus Christ himself and the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I know. I could tell you my testimony, you'd be like, yo, really? Yeah, really? That's one of the best relationships you can ever have. But he's so amazing. He's amazing. When things don't look good, things look rough and bad, let's think about what he went through, what he did for us. God gave his only begotten son just for us. But he's going to come down here and teach us, show us. We can't take that relationship lightly. We can't. We gotta enjoy him. We gotta love on him. We gotta hold his hand. And believe me, he will chastise. He will spank you. Just like our parents did when we were like, oh, he would get you. He would get you. He's a jealous side as well. You don't want to be on his bad side. So he'll get you. Might not get to the day, might not get you right now, or tomorrow, or the next day. But when you least expect it, you go, remember, I got you. You know, again, you know, my thing is, if God, if the Holy Spirit leads somebody on your mind, your heart, reach out to them. There's a reason why they're on your mind. There's a reason why they're on your heart. Reach out to them, because we never know what they're going through. Show them that love and compassion. Let them know that you love them, that you care. Let them know that you care. Take them out to eat. Ride by the house. Go sit with them on the porch. Do something. Let them know that you care. Because we all been through, and some of us had some strong support groups. People that were really there and truly there, because they still there now. You know, I could talk about my relationship with Pastor Jay. One of the strongest relationships I got with a brother. And that's one thing, us as men, we don't like to tell each other that, you know, that we love them. But me and Pastor Jay do, we let each other know how much we appreciate each other. It's still, we still have, it's a relationship that can't be broken. Since I've been knowing this guy, I don't think one time we ever argued or fought. I know we ain't never fought each other. That's how strong our relationship. We've never been mad or angry at each other. And we've been on each other since we were little kids. Those type of relationships you cherish and you love on. Because not everybody has a relationship like that with somebody. That's true friendship. No matter what, you know, like I say, he's my pastor, no matter what, he's still my boy. He'll always be my boy. You know, when you meet people like that, that you can connect to like that, it's a reason why they came in your life. Hold on to them strong relationships. Because we all need each other, iron sharpens iron. We need each other. We can sit in like, I don't need you, I don't need you. Yes, you do. We need each other. That's what relationship is. We need each other. Emotional, intelligent, y'all forgive me. But we got to have that strong bond with each other. Like that, what that new glue they got out there, and you put it together, boy, that glue that stick together so tight, that's what we need. We, in the same way in the church, same with Christ, we got to have that relationship that can't nothing and no one will break. Nobody. Not your mama, your sister, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, that working next door neighbor. Or them, when you order a package, UPS, they throwing your stuff on the port and breaking it. Still got to have a strong relationship, y'all. We got to. Relationships are necessary. You can love from a distance. But we all going to need each other. We need each other, no matter what the situation is going. Like, again, we never know what someone is going through. We never know what someone is going through. And I thank God for all the relationships, the good relationships, even the bad relationships that I had. Because it makes you appreciate the good relationships that you do have. You know we don't have people come in our life, don't got us distracted, and, you know, then that, you go back and look at the ones that's still there. Well, you want to, hey, let me go and love on them some more, because they always been there no matter what, through thick and thin, through hell and high water. They always been there. And it seems like your true friends always know when you're going through something, because they always know how to pick up the phone, they always know how to text, or they always know how to come by the house, or you be somewhere all of a sudden you see them. So we have to honor and appreciate the relationship that we have. Even to the married people, appreciate their wife or your husband, or the ones that are engaged. Appreciate your fiance. Appreciate your kids, even though our kids gonna get on our nerves, but we still have to appreciate them. You know, my daughter 26 years old, and I still like to talk to her because she makes me laugh. I could be going through something, you know, one of them days, and she'll call me, or I call her, and we sitting on the phone laughing. That thing, you know, I forgot about what was all on my mind. We have to appreciate, even our grandbabies, appreciate them. You know, appreciate the ones that you truly love. Even the ones you love, but they did the wrong. We're going to get into that later. We're going to get into it. Like I said, we're going to get back into some deep stuff when it comes to this relationship. We did relationships before. But I think this time, when we're going back in, it's going to be some serious stuff to talk about. But again, some of the things they don't talk about in church, relationship, how to have a relationship with one another, how to respect each other in the church. You know, because we got people in church, but they'll fuss and cuss you out real quick, turn their nose up at you. But again, you know, build your relationship with Christ. Love on him. Like I said, he got his arms open right now to the ones who don't, you know of him. He got his arms up to the ones who don't want to know. It'll be a time when you will. Like Pastor Jay said, just taste them. If it ain't what you want, then go back out there in the world and where you was at before. But we know that if you do taste or you try him, we know you ain't going back. We know you ain't. But again, you know, this trying, that should be the foundation of the inner relationship you have, marriage, friendship, you know, family, co-workers, neighbors, or just somebody out in the street. Let your foundation with Christ support the rest of the relationship that you have with individuals, even with yourself. Know who you are. Love on yourself. Don't let people walk all over you. Don't let people talk about it. You know, stand up. You know, we have people that are afraid. Don't be afraid to voice your opinion or express how you feel, no matter what the situation is. Work, home, school, neighborhood. But we know it's going to be somebody that, you know, you're going to have a disagreement with. So there's a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about in this series of relationships. Different types, relationship with Christ, relationship with self, how to conduct yourself. You know, there's a lot of things. And I encourage you guys to, you know, to call in. Press one. You know, me and Pastor Jay can talk all day. We do it at work. We talk about anything and everything at work. You have questions, ask questions. If you want to just say, hey, how y'all doing? I like the show, blah, 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 name, where you coming from. We appreciate all of that. Because with me, if I can touch one person, that the stuff that we talk about, I feel good. So you can just imagine if I touch one, then I touch another one, then I touch another one, another one, another one. That's what the barbershop is here for. Keep it real. Keep it 100. Don't bite our tongue. We don't sugarcoat nothing. And Pastor Jay going to give it to you like the Holy Spirit gave it to him. He's going to give it to you real, raw. Like I said, step on your toe, like the Baptist church, stick the finger up and tiptoe to the bathroom or tiptoe to the door. Because we have touched plenty of hearts here. And we got plenty more hearts to touch. Plenty more people to bring and let them enjoy. So if you're listening, invite somebody on Facebook again, the number 657-383-1505. Keep that written down somewhere. Invite somebody to listen to it. You know, you don't feel like calling in, it's fine. Just do it on Instagram, Facebook, whatever social media you can see it, on Twitter. Share it with somebody. But again, like I said, we never know what somebody's going through. They might need to hear a good word. They might need uplifting. They might need that. Hear the love and compassion that we have. Oh, we have fun here. We laugh, we joke, we have church. And I've seen plenty of times when the Holy Spirit done came in. We don't preach, and we've been taught some good words, how to live right, what to do, what we shouldn't do, what happens when you do this. So again, we invite you guys to come out every Sunday at 6:30. Again, if you're on Facebook and you got messages, just hit me up if you want to join us on Bible study. I always announce what we don't do it. We just pick a day because we know a lot of people have it on Wednesday and Thursday, but, you know, we still keep it going. But like this past Thursday, it was good. We talked about togetherness. And I can't say I was very proud of myself because I did the first Bible study. I was trying to give it to somebody else to do. But, hey, like you say, you want to make God laugh, tell me your plan. But I thank the Holy Spirit for it, and I enjoy doing it. Now I know what to look forward to when it's my turn to do it again. So, again, you know, from the barbershop, you know, me, Pastor Jay, we thank y'all from the bottom of my heart, showing your love and support, you know, just coming out and listening on Facebook, all social media, even the ones who called in. You know, we thank you guys. We appreciate you. We love on y'all. And, you know, hope y'all have a blessed week. You know, stay cool because they talking about the temperature's supposed to get real hot. With that being said, Pastor Jay, you got anything to say before we roll out?
Well, in Georgia, sit back listening, and I encourage you to keep letting the Lord use you in spite of what it looked like. He got the final say-so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. And I was just telling somebody today, I like when he used me because I get real excited because after talking to one, I want to go talk to somebody else. You know, I like when he used me. You know, even through all the mess that I've been through, just like you said, even though it don't look like it's cold, it's just amazing how when you go minister to somebody else when you're going through, when you helping them, he's taking care of what you're going through. So that's why I said we have to have that relationship with Christ. You know, that's the best relationship you'll ever have. And that should be our foundation. Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom, with Pastor Jay from the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show. This is the Barbershop. Again, we have Bible study during the weekdays. So just hit me up on Messenger. Go to my Facebook page. You know, just let me know if you want to, you know, come on in, and I'll add you to the group. Invite somebody. Bring somebody with you. Because Bible study, well, we have a good time in Bible study. We got our little video chat where we get to see each other. We get to see the person who's speaking. And that's been a blessing. So we know that God is really good to take the Bible shop to another level, a high level. And that's why it's been called the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show from day one. And that's what I believe. And y'all will see it. And y'all will remember. Chauncey said it. Yep. And it's going to happen. With that being said, I hope y'all guys enjoy y'all weekend, rest of the week, y'all day. Stay cool, relax, love on Jesus, build your relationship with him. Excuse me. This is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom, and Pastor Jay from the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show, The Barbershop. Y'all have a good evening. Peace.
Peace.